This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is reacting to Thursday's Supreme Court ruling, tossing out a challenge to the accessibility of abortion pills. In a statement, Pritzker called the decision a small victory, but said it could be just a temporary roadblock to, quote, MAGA extremists fighting reproductive rights. The court's unanimous ruling leaves the federal regulations of the drug mifepristone in place without directly addressing them. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is making no apologies for spending tens of thousands in campaign funds on hair and makeup. Campaign finance reports show Johnson's campaign spent more than $30,000 in the past year on makeup for appearances. That's according to the Sun-Times. Johnson says the spending shows his support of small businesses.
I think it's always appropriate to make sure that we're investing in small businesses, especially minority-owned, black-owned, women-owned businesses. I encourage all of you in this room, support small businesses. Go get your hair and makeup done by black people in particular.
A campaign spokesman told the Sun-Times keeping a makeup artist on retainer is necessary because Johnson is mayor 24/7 and, quote, appearances matter. The Illinois Department of Public Health is launching a new data collection process to better track syphilis cases. Health officials say the state is seeing a troubling increase in syphilis cases. The new online form will alert public health officials if a person who tests positive for syphilis is pregnant. Last fall, the health department launched a phone service for prenatal health care providers. These steps come in response to a more than tripling in the number of syphilis cases in Illinois since 2020. The new form is for providers outside of Chicago and can be found on the IDPH website. The Village of Bridgeview says the Chicago Red Stars were told the team might need to move its September 21st match due to Riot Fest. In a statement released Thursday, the Village says the Red Stars were informed about the possible conflict back in April and later got written notice the festival would officially use SeatGeek Stadium. The Village also says that when the Red Stars renewed their stadium use agreement with Bridgeview in 2019, they signed off on the Village's right to host concurrent events. The Chicago Bears wrapped up their annual Organized Team Activities, or OTAs, and are looking ahead to training camp and the preseason. The last 3 days of practice were just for the rookies, which includes quarterback Caleb Williams and wide receiver Rome Adunze. Adunze says he's enjoyed growing his bond with Williams and has been impressed by the young quarterback early on.
We're both learning the process of this thing and both learning to be in this environment, in this new setting, which is unique to both of us. But for him to be able to step in there with the veterans and well and command those guys and be a leader for the whole team in general is impressive to me and something that he's been doing consistently.
The team now gets a break until late July when training camp will pick up at Halas Hall. The Bears' first preseason game will be in the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio on August 1st against the Houston Texans. Weather for today, sunshine, warmer, highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, chances for severe storms, heavy rain, wind gusts, and hail, low near 67. Friday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.